FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Matt Redman, Unbroken Praise. Manic drives into the wild prior to that. Good morning, it's 7:04.
In case you didn't know, there's a really cool music festival called Creation Fest. It's coming to Mount Union, Pennsylvania, June 26th through the 29th. And we're right in the middle of our big Creation ticket giveaway. We're announcing winners all this week. Fred and I will have our next round of tickets given away, around 8:05 this morning.
Our very special guests today, Matt and Kim Goss, are with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
How are you both doing?
Doing good.
Doing
good.
Great.
A little early.
But
you know.
Yeah, you have little ones though, so I suspect you get up pretty early.
We're up this time anyway.
That's true.
So.
Kim, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, my mom is actually keeping a hold of the household while we are away here.
Hi, Mom.
Bright and early. So thanks, Mom.
What would we do without moms?
I know.
Matt, how about you? You want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, just hey, friends, family, everybody listening. Our WJTL family out there.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have been at LCBC 20 years now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That just blows my mind.
I started when I was 4.
Yeah. Seriously.
24 now.
That's really amazing. Now, you guys have had a lot of different bands or iterations of music. Kim, you've had your own stuff.
Yeah.
Matt, you have your own stuff. There was Matt Goss Band. You guys have done all kinds of stuff, but now you've done this worship EP, and you've done different worship songs, and a lot of your stuff has been very worshipful, but tell us about just the two of you working together and making this album.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like you mentioned, we've been doing bands forever, and I grew up listening to WJTL and always loved hearing like the great, the greats of Christian music over the years, and always had a passion to do that, so I loved writing music, loved to record music. And we started playing out years ago. WJTL, our relationship with you guys, you've been such a blessing to us and had so many great... Oh, man. Like, we've been so thankful that you've played our stuff. it's given us opportunity to hear stories of lives that are being changed as they've heard our music
or
started to do our music in their churches and things like that. And I think that's where even I started to shift a little bit as I was serving the local church. I started to write more for the local church, so our music kind of shifted from CCM, towards worship over the years. And we've loved singing together. We started doing that actually the first night we met.
Yeah.
We ended up singing a worship song together.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Kind of how our story started.
Do you remember what song it was?
Awesome in this place.
Wow.
Oldie but goodie.
How about that?
Yeah.
Speaking of oldie but goodie, I remember the day you called me and said, wait, did you just play my song and say it's a classic?
Yeah. You guys played my song on the Classic Cafe.
Yeah.
But you're only 24.
I was like, come on, Fred. Like, you're not giving me much street cred here. It was just me.
You did go bald at 18.
I did. Yeah. It was me and Carmen and Rich Mullins.
There you go.
Now, I guess it was maybe a year or so ago, Matt, I got a glimpse into your world when you came over and were playing me some of your dad's band's stuff. And I was like, wait, what? Your dad had a band.
That's right. Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up in a Christian band playing all over central Pennsylvania.
But it was more like a brass band.
Yeah, yeah. It was the Central Pennsylvania Gospel Band.
Yeah.
And my grandparents, aunts, uncles... they were all in it.
Everybody was in it.
My grandmas were the two directors. My grandpas were the two tuba players, which is why I ended up playing the tuba.
Yeah. Sure.
Because I wanted to be like my grandpas, and I wanted to pick up ladies. That's why you play the tuba.
Let me just say that's not how you pick up.
I thought it was, but I guess I was wrong.
I think it was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Was not the tuba.
I'd say basically over the years as we've been leading worship at LCBC and as we've been serving our local church, we kind of laid aside some of our desires of playing out and
doing
our own thing for years. Really, Kim focused on helping raise our kids. We have 5 kids, all ages from 18 down to 19 months.
Crazy.
I feel like they still keep coming. I'm not sure how that happens. You know?
It's like a clown car.
That's right.
I don't want to speak from experience, but it never ends. You will be parents the rest of your life.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Yep. But I think over the years, what's happened is, we've done a lot of things together, been on a lot of projects together. And then I've been on the side just to stay creative. And because my job is way more oversight of all of our campuses and our worship leaders and kind of our creative process and things like that. But I'm not writing as much and I'm not playing as much and I'm not on stage as much anymore. So I've kept kind of my musical chops up by doing other people's projects and recording in my own studio in Lititz.
Yeah.
But we've been talking for years about doing a project together, mm-hmm. and really our heart is to help people experience the presence of God. I mean, right. There's nothing we love more than leading worship for something and having people actually forget that we exist,
right?
Because they have a moment with the Lord.
Yeah.
So I think that's the heartbeat of this record. Mm-hmm. And also it was a chance for us to do really our first truly collaborative album.
Mm-hmm.
So we love doing that. We got to work with another producer, kind of an up and coming producer locally. His name is Kyle Kirkpatrick.
Ooh.
And he did just a phenomenal job of really just seeing what we don't see and looking at things from a different angle.
Did he work on Carrie's album?
He also worked on Carrie King's project as well. He's on staff at LCBC.
And how cool.
He's just an incredibly gifted guy. So it was an honor to work with him on the project as well.
So where can folks get the EP? Where is it available? Like everywhere in the world? Or
It can be, yeah. Online, you know?
Yeah.
iTunes, CD Baby. We have
Spotify.
Spotify. We have a website, mattandkimgoss.com. You can go there, order a physical copy, or download.
We also have some physical CDs at LCBC locations.
Yeah, some of our branches do have our...
That's cool.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, you guys will do a song live for us in the studio a little later.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're going to play the song we've been playing, Your Presence, coming up.